I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What an afternoon for injuries in the NRL, and of course, Teamless Tuesday, they will be dropping very soon. But what we know at the moment, Sean Johnson looks like he's going to miss 4 to 8 weeks with his hamstring injury. Devastating for the Cronulla Sharks, devastating in particular for all Supercoach players. Obviously, a lot of people brought Sean Johnson in round 17. He's done well. He played poorly 2 weeks ago, but last week, I think he was on 60 when he got injured, so he was heading for a big score there against the Canterbury Bulldogs. Devastating news there, 4 to 8 weeks for Sean Johnson. Probably the bigger news today, though, Brian Toto. There was rumours going around last night of an ankle injury. They've turned out to be true. Looks like he's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. So another one for Supercoach players, especially if you're lacking trades. Not only do you have to waste a trade here that you potentially don't have, it also kind of fucks all of your planning. A lot of guys will be going into this week with less than 17 players, which is devastating. You're hoping just to avoid these little grenades that have been dropping left, right, and centre. Brian Toto, that is a massive loss for Supercoach players, and even bigger loss for the Penrith Panthers. This season is getting really testing for the Panthers. Now, obviously, Nathan Cleary's out. Jerome Luai's just returned. Isaiah Yeo's out this week. Brian Toto's now out long-term. We're hearing Tyrone May will be out for an extended period as well. All of this coming into finals, far from ideal. It looks like they could slip on their hold of the minor premiership, handing it to the Melbourne Storm. An incredible achievement, another minor premiership for the Melbourne Storm. Alex Johnston, he's another one. It looks like he's going to be out until round 22 with his hamstring injury, so all the best for AJ. It'd be great if he could return in round 22. We'd be desperate to see him back by then. That'd probably be a decent result, all things considered. Over at the West Tigers, a couple of seasons have finished there as well. Alex Seifarth, he is gone for the year, and it looks like Luke Garner will be gone for the year as well. So two really young, talented guys there at the West Tigers that they're going to lose for the remainder of the season. Devastating there for them. At the Sydney Roosters, more of the same. Poor old Billy Smith, he's had one of the worst injury runs I've seen in a young fella. You all know how highly I hold this guy. I think he scored a try in every single game he's played in his career except for the weekend. He's now got a Liz Frank injury. We know that this can be one of the more unpredictable injuries. This is what Corey Horsburgh had last year. You saw the amount of pain he was in when coming off the field. And it really is hard to tell how guys are going to respond to a Liz Frank injury. It's the sort of thing that it can have you back up and running in 3 or 4 weeks, or it can have you out for, you know, 6 to 7 months. It's one of the most unpredictable injuries that you can have in rugby league. So all the best to Billy Smith. Ikavalu, he's another one that is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks, they're saying. So potentially he could come back late into the finals. But, geez, it's going to be a really good effort for the Roosters to still be playing in 8 weeks, potentially. That's going to be a tough gig, considering we're about to kick into round 20. That'll be week 3 of the finals. So very interesting to see how that one plays out. Devastating with all these injuries on the eve of finals. A very, very tough pill to swallow. We're hearing Adam Fanua-Blake. He's another one that's injured as well. We're not sure how long he's going to be out for, but if you've got the stomach to go and have a look at the footage on NRL Physio's page, I would go and advise it. If you don't, avoid it like the plague, because it is not pretty. I have not enjoyed it. Lunch did not taste as well after watching that debacle. devastating, all these injuries coming out in rugby league. We're coming to the back end of the season. This is the reality of this competition. It gets harder, it gets faster every single week. Unfortunately, it is what it is. Good luck in your Supercoach. For your Supercoach teams this afternoon in Teamless Tuesday, a lot of people praying that we'll see Harry Grant. I don't think we'll see him till next week, but fingers crossed we do. Hopefully, Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds, they're reported that they are going to be named. Fingers crossed that they are, though. A very stressful afternoon for all Supercoach players. All the best this afternoon, guys, to Teamless Tuesday. That's all your updates from the injuries over the last 24 hours. Keep in mind also, guys, at 5:30 tonight, we're going to be dropping our new segment on the Rugby League Guru podcast, My Dream Team. Today, we've got Isaac John going through his dream team, 1 to 13, his best players of all time. Myself and Ice, we also talk about rugby league in general, the past, the present, the future. We touch on everything rugby league and go through his dream team. A really interesting chat with a guy that I think has got a really underappreciated football mind. I know this is one you'll absolutely enjoy. This is a series that's going to be running every single week on the Rugby League Guru podcast. I've already recorded three or four more with a couple of premiership winners, a couple of Dally M medalist positional wise as well. So really looking forward to bringing you some of the champions of our game, naming their best teams of all time and exploring why they've picked those players. 5:30 tonight on the Rugby League Guru podcast, Isaac John from YKTR, he names his best team of all time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.